This is HDN.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
I think I do that. It's been so long. Actually, we've recorded a couple of podcasts since the last time. One was a great one for Remembrance Day, but then I didn't have enough time to edit the thing.
Some of my best stuff.
A lot has happened, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, since the last time
we
talked to you. This is the Halifax Daily News. I'll play the part of Jamie.
And I'll play the role of Lisa.
And for this evening, or this morning, whenever you're listening to it, we're both playing the role of really drunk.
I wouldn't put it that way.
So what we decided to do, well, we'll tell you what we decided to do in just a second. First of all, we want to tell you what's been going on, though.
Yes, we apologize. It's been far too long since we've had a chat. Yeah. There has been lots going on, and we're sort of in the midst of trying to rejig our schedules in order to make this whole podcast thing work on a daily basis.
And still pay bills and stuff like
work,
that.
Work being the operative word here.
We would be able to dedicate 100% of our time to this podcast if a very... I was going to say a rich millionaire.
A very rich benefactor.
But most millionaires are rich. Yeah, a rich benefactor approached us and just gave us just a big pile. Just back up the Brinks truck and we'll do whatever you want. We'll even perform
acts of different kinds.
Yes.
We're back here doing it just for the love of it now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, Lisa's been busy. You've been closing up shop at the CBC.
Yeah, for those of you who are late to the party, because I'm certainly late to the party, I have been working casually at CBC Halifax for the last... almost 6 months now.
Everybody works casually there. It's a union job, right?
Pretty much so. It is. You know, it's sad to say.
Don't say anything that's going to get you fired.
No. But I mean, that is the vast majority of their staffers there, especially the support staff.
No, I meant casual as in sitting back with your hands behind your head and feet up on the desk.
No. A lot of the reporters that you see on television every night are classified as casuals. I'm there as a casual web writer. So if you go on to cbc.ca/ns and read some of their web stories each day, pretty good chance that I've probably written it and designed the page. So that's what I have been up to.
That's pretty cool.
It's a lot
different than what I thought it was going to be when you said a casual web writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to me, I thought you'd be sitting on a couch and just casually going like, I think I might cut and paste that story, you know, that type of thing.
No, I am deep in the heart in the newsroom, and it can be certainly high pressure at times with everybody running around and the scanner squawking in the background. But anyway, it was a very historic evening on Friday as we closed up shop at the Bell, both Bell Road and Sackville Street locations.
Now, those were that was where like Don Messer's Jubilee was
right
taped,
right? Back from the very beginning. There, listen, when they go through that place and move this weekend, I swear to God, they are going to find some serious historic artifacts.
And you were there. You were the last person there. You, like, flicked the lights off.
Well, not exactly. I mean, there was...
Oh, come on. Say you flicked the freaking lights off, Lisa. Just like Mary Tyler Moore's show, you know, you look back into the newsroom and then you flick the lights off and left, right?
One of the last staff members to work, I was there right up until they unplugged the computers at 6:30 Friday evening. And
they pried it from your cold dead hands,
yeah.
The mouse.
So we are all moving, both the radio and television operations are moving to Chibucto Road. I think
Where on Chibucto Road, Lisa?
The old Bay store in West End Mall. That's been converted into...
That's now the CBC?
That is now the CBC. Both radio and television were all housed under one roof. And if you watch CBC, like Newsnet, from other parts of the country, you'll see a lot of times they have sort of the open concept newsroom where there's no sort of anchor desk. The anchors just kind of stand there in front of screens and do the news. That's the type of scenario that you're going to see at CBC.
So we get to see the anchor's legs now.
Yes, you get to see yes, exactly. Living proof.
Tom Murphy has legs.
Tom Murphy, Amy Smith, they have legs.
Oh, do they ever.
But really looking for it. I haven't seen it yet. Mm. By all accounts, it is completely state-of-the-art.
So when do they flick the switch and we get to see them? On Monday?
On Monday, yeah. They broadcast from the new digs on Monday. So.
All right.
That's now, what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
I've been chatting with the people at Maritime Broadcasting Systems.
Yes.
FX 101.9 Country with Denise Sibley and also The Wave.
Yes, 89.9 The Wave.
Talk about state of the art. One thing that they do is they record programs from various satellite locations. For instance, the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Yes.
And so we were talking about the possibility of maybe me recording a show here,
yeah,
sending it out not only to stations here in town, but maybe other stations as well. And I was very intrigued by this. As we were in there chatting, Bill Hart, the morning man on 89.9 The Wave, accepted a job in Newfoundland and put in his notice.
The Coast. Isn't that what it's called? The Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't get
St.
it.
St. John's, yeah.
So, so he's off to St. Jan's right now. Mm-hmm. And, well, we were chatting with Mike and Stephanie in the office there, and they said, hey, how'd you like to, for the next couple of few weeks, do the morning show on 89.9 The Wave? And so that's what I'm doing now.
Yes. And so that's why it's the podcast has been on hiatus, because you've been up and out by, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then my shift.
By 5 o'clock. I'm there by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
You're sleeping. You see, you're sitting here blowing snot bubbles. I'm out and gone
early
in the morning.
I did my 25 years of up and out by 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've seen the other end of that too.
But so it's been kind of difficult to sort of maneuver the schedules with you working early mornings and me at CBC. I normally work like 2 p.m. until 11 at night. So,
as much as this idea of maybe recording shows from the privacy of the Beaver Bank bunker intrigues me, I'm also liking this morning thing too. And I really honestly haven't decided. A lot of people, including my own family, they've said like, hey, great to hear you back on the radio. Morning job. Hey, Jamie. No, that's still all up in the
air.
Nobody has
air.
Decided. I haven't decided if mornings are, you know, I miss you in the morning, my dear.
Yeah.
I really do. And waking up at that time, I'm getting old. I don't know if I've decided, and they haven't decided whether or not you know, I'm the person for them either. So we'll have to see down the road. There are a lot of intriguing opportunities, and I'm looking forward to doing something with them. It's a lot of fun playing the music on 89.9 The Wave. This is my music, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I know every single song that we're playing, so I can just come on and just tell a little story about every song.
Oh, exactly.
Most of the stories are about me, what I was doing when that song was on the radio. They might get a bit tired of that, but I'm having a lot of fun. And to everybody who says, good to hear me back on the radio, it's great to be back on the radio.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say at this time.
Stay tuned for further developments.
Yeah, don't know if it's going to be permanent or not. One thing, though, that this has done is it has taken us away from the Chronicle Herald Holiday Parade of Lights.
Which was this past Saturday.
It was just on. We just watched it.
Yeah.
And we decided to do something fun. We decided to sit and watch it on Eastlink Television while drinking rum and hot chocolate.
Yes.
And get drunk watching the Parade of Lights. Now, you have to go back. There's a bit of a history. We both have a history with the Parade of Lights.
Well, I was going to say, this was the 19th annual Holiday Parade of Lights. And I think this is only the second one that we have missed.
Yeah.
I mean, we were there from the very beginning.
It's
when
the
it
third
was
one I missed. I wasn't there last year, and you
okay,
were.
Okay,
that was your last one.
Yeah.
But the first one, I was there with my daughter, Heather, who was only 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting on the lap of Lisa Akizuki, the program director for Sun FM. And we have been for various, well, you were there with Q104, and you were always there with Q104 until 2009 when you and I were there with Light.
Yep.
But I've been on the parade on the Harbor Hopper. I've driven vans. I've walked. We've walked our dogs. We've done. But this is the first time that we have really been together watching the parade. Now, sure, we didn't bundle up and go down there, and I'm glad we didn't, because we would have made fools of ourselves, because quite frankly, I'm quite drunk right now. And I think Lisa is too. We had a little bit too much of that rum and hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate, yeah. But, the rum and hot chocolate, that is done it very fitting, because the very first time I ever had rum and hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you ever want to have a little tasty treat.
It's yummy.
Hot chocolate with spice. Take the spice rum. Use the spice rum.
And use it liberally, as Lisa did when she was mixing these drinks. Yeah,
yeah. But that was the first time I had ever had such a beast, and it was compliments of Brian Hatfield from Hatfield Farms, because that very first Holiday Parade of Lights, it wasn't even called. I think it was. I don't even think Chronicle Herald was on board at that point.
No.
No, I think it was just the downtown business.
Halifax Business Association.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that one, we had freezing rain. I'll never forget that first one. And I believe it was the first one, might have been the second. But you guys were in front of me, and Brian Hatfield was pulling his wagon
with
his horses.
We had a team of horses. I think there was four of them. And we were pulling an actual hay wagon.
Yeah, and you were right in front of me. And we were going up the hill right in front of Scotia Square to get up to Barrington Street.
Cogswell Interchange.
The Cogswell Interchange. I was behind you with my one-year-old daughter, Heather, mm-hmm. and my boss sitting beside me. I was in a van. And behind me in one of his classic cars, this mint-conditioned car.
Yeah,
vintage
like
car.
50s vehicle.
Was pistol packing Ken Packham.
Yes.
The morning country guy on Kicks Country.
Country.
And we started going up this hill. And because of all the freezing rain, the horses lost their footing.
Yeah, they started to slip on the pavement, and we were all in this hay wagon.
Freaking out because you were sliding.
Well, yeah, and at that point, Brian Hatfield was trying to gain control of the horses, mm-hmm. and he yelled to us. He said, bail, bail, bail. And so we all had to jump out of the hay wagon onto the pavement to lessen the load so the horses could get their footing again.
Now, cut to the person in the van right behind you.
Yes.
Seeing this hay wagon coming at me like window height. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror thinking, I've got to back up. And I see a vintage car right behind me. And there was nothing I could do. So we just kind of sat there going, oh my God, I'm going to die before the parade even starts. And you guys did manage to stop the horses. And that's how the whole thing started. But we weren't even together back then.
Oh my God, no.
You were on cue. You were different radios. You almost killed me, but you know, we weren't together. Now I bet you wish you had.
Once we got to the sort of the top of the hill there, we all were allowed to get back onto the wagon. And that's when Brian Hatfield handed me a thermos and said, here, take a swig of this. And it was hot chocolate and rum. And so ever since, that has been my drink of choice in the winter when, you know, for doing something outside, skating or whatever, hot chocolate and rum.
Was he force feeding the horses this? Is that why they were slipping?
No.
Maybe we found the root cause. Well, I looked at this year's parade and Brian Hatfield was there. He was pulling the C-100 gang,
yes.
and he was also pulling the Bounce gang with two of his vehicles. Brian's a great guy.
He is fantastic, one of a kind.
I think the most memorable parade, though, was, it would have been, I was with Cool FM,
mm-hmm.
back when they were cool, and we were on the Harbor Hopper.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't snow, it rained.
Oh, my God.
And it rained so hard. Yeah. I know that you were at the beginning of the parade with the Q104 people. I was towards the end of the parade. And I know that when I got onto Barrington Street, right around where Eastlink was shooting their show.
That was miserable that night.
It was raining so hard, you couldn't tell if the rain was coming from the sky or if it was coming from the street because it was bouncing up.
Yeah.
And we were on the Harbor Hopper, once again with my daughter, Heather, who was significantly older than she was in that first one that I almost got her killed in. And the tarp on the top of the Harbor Hopper would fill with water. And every once in a while, it would get so heavy that it would just dump onto all of us.
Oh, no.
And so it wasn't like we were getting wet in the rain. We were kind of dry, and then soaking wet, and then kind of dry. And it kept doing that throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
All of our electronics went out. That was the first year that the Bounce had a float in the parade, and they had all of these flat screen TVs.
And it was all so high tech.
And by the end of the first block, it had all shorted out.
Oh, what a sin.
And they had so much damage to all their equipment.
Oh, it was horrible. Our sound system shorted out. We ended up yelling at on our float because that was definitely, I was still with Q then.
Yeah.
I think I had Bronwyn with me too. She would have been just a little girl.
But the thing about it is, no matter what the weather was like, there were always so many people. Now, if you're one of the people that went out to see the parade, and one thing that we noticed from watching it tonight and getting very drunk, have I mentioned that? is that you see the parade going by, but you don't realize how thick the crowds are and how long they go for.
Yeah.
I think the busiest area was right on Spring Garden Road when you turn onto South Park Street.
That's it, exactly.
They have like grandstands there, and the crowds went back as far as you could see. And even that day when it was raining so hard, all of those people were there, and the kids just waiting for Santa and stuff. It was, you know what? So a big tip of the hat, not only to the people in the parade, because at least we're moving, but to the people that actually go and put roots down and just kind of stand there and wait for the parade to go by. My God, that must have been miserable a few of those years anyway.
God, yeah. Well, and most touching too. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the parade route is strategically designed so that once it goes on to South Park Street, it then turns up onto University Avenue. So it passes the IWK.
Yes.
And it is so incredibly touching to see the number of kids sitting there bundled up in blankets, sitting in their wheelchairs with IV poles next to them. Yeah. I mean, they do it just so the kids in the hospital can see the parade.
And speaking as a person who's in the parade, by the time you get down to that area, your arm is tired from waving, your throat just is sore, you don't want to do this anymore. And if the weather's bad, you're either soaking or you're freezing. And I'll tell you, talk about motivating.
You put in you the extra effort.
Oh my God. Yeah. You see these kids, it's like, wow. It's a wonderful feeling for everybody who's in the parade too.
And dogs love it too. I mean, just thinking back how many times we had Dexter the Wonder Wheaton in the parade. He was in there probably 4 or 5 years.
And there were a lot of dogs that owners would take out to watch the parade too.
Yeah.
They were very well behaved. And
but we would all, you know, if Dexter went, he would either have his sweater or his hoodie on, and he would have his light up leash, and the kids would just go ape shit over him.
Ah, those are the days, weren't they? But this time we got to watch and monitor from the privacy of our own home. And that was a lot of fun, too. I'm trying to remember some of the fun things that we said, we've got to do a podcast and talk about this, but I forget them now.
Well, I mean, God bless Eastlink. You know, they do it on a shoestring budget, but they do a fantabulous job putting that together.
And, well, they had this Lana Grant, her album that she put out with all these other people for the Nova Scotia Mental Health Association.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea that was something new this year that I kind of liked.
She was singing live right there on Barrington Street. The music sounded perfect, and she was there. You could tell it was live. She wasn't lip-syncing. That was terrific.
No.
And the neat thing about it is Eastlink, as they have done in past years, they're going to be broadcasting it every weekend right up until Christmas.
Every Saturday, 2 p.m. until Christmas. But, I mean, God only knows, we're not done with the Christmas parades yet. Next weekend, we have the Beaver Bank Parade of Lights.
Yes. Are we in that one?
On Sunday the 23rd.
We're looking for a reason to be in a parade.
If you want to be, you can be.
Well, I know it sounds very strange, and it must sound very strange to people, but I have only gone out and sat and watched one parade, and that's when you and Heather and Bronwyn and I sat down in Bedford, and we watched the Bedford Days Parade.
Yeah, that's right.
And I believe, was he mayor of Bedford at the time, or was it HRM? But it was Peter Kelly, and he threw a sucker at me, and the thing hit me in the freaking face. I think it was the year or 2 years after that somebody actually raised a stink about it, and they weren't allowed to throw
that.
They
did away with
that. But he was throwing those things, and it hurt me. I think he did it on purpose.
You could have sued.
I could have, but I didn't. But that was the only parade I've ever actually sat down and watched. Every other one, I would have been in it representing the station.
No, that's true. And I think back to Brahman as well. There are, you know, very few parades that she's gone to watch. There's been a shit ton that she's gone and been a part of because, I mean, from the very beginning, I remember her. I remember taking her in the Parade of Lights in the little front pack carriers.
Yeah. So both of our daughters are, they were there at the age of one in the Parade of Lights. So when we hear that the thing is 19 years old and we remember back fondly to the first one and realize that we've only missed a couple of them, it's very strange not being in that parade.
It was very strange not being in it. You know, that said, I thoroughly enjoyed and definitely recommend the hot chocolate and rum option where you just kick back, relax, and watch it on television.
Every weekend until Christmas, you've got a lot of opportunity to do it, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. So listen, let's talk about some other stuff that's coming up.
Okay.
I guess now that we're sort of, you know, unofficially into the Christmas season, because the mayor said that's what it was when the parade starts, that's the unofficial kickoff to the holidays. But the SPCA is back again this year with their Santa picks. And boy, this just keeps getting bigger and bigger as well. They have 12 dates this time around, starting on this coming Tuesday, November the 18th, from 5 until 9 at Bedford Place Mall. I don't know if it's the same Santa, but Bedford Place Mall has the best shopping mall Santa in all of HRM. He is the real deal, the real beard, the real, like, he is just one of a kind. I remember I took Brahman to see him when she was quite young. And so I'm not sure if he's going to be the one taking the pictures with the pets, but that could be one to keep in mind. But from there, they're going to be at Pets Unlimited in Bears Lake. Jolly Tales is going to be hosting on Saturday, November the 22nd from 2 until 6 p.m. at their location. Well, they're just in behind the McDonald's on Kemp Road.
I took Dexter to one of these a few years ago. It was at Sunnyside Mall.
Oh, yes.
And it was lined up all the way down the mall and all the way back. Yeah. It was amazing how many pet owners wanted their pet's picture taken with Santa.
Oh, yeah.
So don't think that you're going to go sneak in there at the very last minute and have your pictures taken because Santa will be just sitting there bored waiting for the next iguana to sit on his lap. It is insane. These pet owners are more intense than parents with small kids.
A lot of times, yeah.
And do you know who the first... Here's a little bit of trivia for you, Lisa, since I am blowing my own horn here, and I do have an excuse. I'm drunk. Have I mentioned that? Do you know who the first Santa to take pictures with pets here in Halifax was?
I think it might have been you.
I think it was me. Mm-hmm. Professor's Pet Supplies and whatever the vet clinic that was attached to that.
I can't remember.
It was
but
on Portland Street.
Next to the superstore there on Portland Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got together. This was when I was man in the van on Sun FM. We thought, why don't we have Santa take pictures with pets? And it was such a unique idea that we thought, yeah, okay, we'll get a few people in there. And it was lined up all day long. I have some pictures still from that event. And the weird thing is it wasn't just dogs. It was cats. And you get dogs and cats together, there's a party.
Yeah.
It was iguanas, boa constrictors, ferrets. It was like all of these different animals. I was sitting there as Santa going, ho, ho, okay, oh, look, a ferret. Well, how do I hold a ferret?
Carefully.
Can he smell the boa constrictor that was just on me? Because I have a feeling that I'm starting to smell like bait for a few of these animals here. It was very strange, but it was a lot of fun. And we raised money for the SPCA, I do remember.
Well, now the SPCA is doing it on their own. Just go to their website because they've got the complete list of all of the locations. They pretty much span most of HRM. And let's see, $15 for one photo, $25 for two, and they print them right there on site so you can take them home right away. But you know what? There's some other people who are doing it as well. I know that our vet, Dr. Jeff, at Sunnyview Animal Hospital, go to their website because they have an upcoming visit with Santa as well. I think it's coming up in December.
It is cute. Yeah, those pictures really are cute.
I think it's December the 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Just had another parade memory.
Oh, okay.
Parade of Lights. This was the last one that I was at. Would have been a couple of years ago. And I just got to meet Chief Blay, the new Halifax Police Chief. And he was with us because Light 92.9, we were part of Crime Stoppers and associated and affiliated with the Halifax Police Force. And so the new police chief was there.
And literally, he had been on the job for like just a couple of weeks. He had just arrived in town.
And was a listener to our show.
Mm.
And actually wants to come on the podcast. We have to get back to him. Chief Blay, we're going to have you on this podcast for sure. Shortly, honestly.
Yes.
So anyway, we were just chatting and talking about Halifax and my history and his history. We started talking about hockey. We started talking about all sorts of things as we were heading down the parade route. And then we got to the end of a street. I believe it was Spring Garden Road or it might have been South Park Street. And we looked back and we were a good block in front of everybody else. We completely lost track of the fact that we were in this parade and we just kept on marching. Everybody else had stopped for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so there was this huge... I've noticed that now O'Regan's have pace cars.
Pace cars, which is a great idea.
Yeah, because you get idiots like Jamie, who's got the complete attention of the new police chief, and we're just walking on our own, not even like kind of waving, but just having a chat at the same time.
Well,
and
even
that was
worse.
Kind of embarrassing, because then we had to turn around and then walk back.
I mean, even worse is when you have a gap or something that happens, and you're a walking presentation in the parade immediately behind some sort of motorized presentation and they speed up to close the gap and then you've got to run.
And you're shaking hands with people like, hi, Merry Christmas. Hi, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And you're running and Or when you're driving a van and you're waving at people and you're looking out the windows and you have the sparklets or a marching band or something like that in front of you and you're not really watching them all that well because you're looking out the window and you almost run one or two of them over.
Next thing you know,
you're scraping a sparklet out of your grill.
Yeah, not good.
Not good because it's at such a slow speed too. It really wouldn't be quick. It would be just slow and agonizing and it just... Yeah.
Hey, some other stuff going on around town. We've got a new business opening up in Sackville. Golf Zone, an indoor 3D golf simulator. Lets you play on some of the most famous golf courses in the world at 512 Sackville Drive. That opens up on Monday the 17th.
By now, they must have perfected this technology. I remember when it first came out. Is this one of the ones where you hit a ball into a screen?
Mm-hmm.
and it determines how, you know, all this. When it first came out, it was really kind of cheesy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this now they're into 3D. This is 3D, so.
I mean, at the time, all we had were Commodore 64s ourselves. I mean, we're talking back in the 80s. So just think about how advanced your telephones are now.
Mm.
We didn't have freaking cell phones back then. You had to carry around a suitcase if you wanted to talk in a cell phone back then.
Yeah.
So just think about how advanced we have become. So just imagine how advanced this golf thing would be.
Yeah, very cool.
If you tried it way back then when it first started and you thought, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, give it another shot because certainly the technology has improved. Like I said, this is in 3D. You mentioned telephones, by the way. Today, Sunday, this is it. You got to dial all 10 digits in order to get any phone call through in Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island because the grace period is now over. Remember, you used to dial and it was...
Please, you're supposed to dial your area code. Yeah. Now we will put your call through. Well, instead, it's going to be you were supposed to dial your area code. So you better hang up and freaking call it again, buddy, because I'm not going to put your call through.
Exactly.
And the person that's doing that recording is going to be Erica Munn, as she did before for Eastlink.
For Eastlink, yeah.
Gotta love Erica. She wants to be on the show. That's another person. We'll have the police chief and Erica Munn on our show coming up very soon.
And finally, another Twitter feed for you to follow. This one has been a source of endless giggles. Dartmouth Haiku.
So it's got to be 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5.
Okay, so it's only 3 lines. I thought it was 4.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 3.
Hmm.
5, 7, and 5. Because I did an obituary for Jack Layton when he died.
Oh, my God.
And most of them, it was a haiku obituary.
Yeah.
And most of it was not just syllables, but letters. You ready for this?
Ooh, okay.
Here's my haiku for Jack Layton. R-I-P-J-L and R-I-P-N-D-P. The votes were for him.
Ooh,
you're counting my syllables. Count on your fingers there, lady. R-I-P-J-L is 5.
Yeah.
And R-I-P-N-D-P is 7.
Mm-hmm.
The votes were for him is 5.
Very cool.
And if you want to get into this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
what is the Twitter feed for Dartmouth?
It is at Dartmouth Haiku, H-A-I-K-U.
And my brother's is at Haiku Adieu.
Oh, geez.
It's called.
So it's just all obits?
Yeah, it's all obits. Well, my brother's a sick puppy. Have I mentioned that before?
Yes, your brother is a sick puppy.
Okay, let's see. I'll read the haikus and you tell me who they were.
All right.
World heavyweight champ was the first to beat Ali. Now down for the count. He wrote that one when Smokin' Joe Frazier died.
Oh, right, right, right.
And the whole 5-7-5 pattern is very difficult to do. What are the Dartmouth ones?
Faux Drizzle wrote a Dartmouth haiku.
Mm-hmm.
At Dartmouth Crossing, Costco parking lot packed full. Still 6 weeks to go.
Yeah, I like that.
That's very good. There's a whole whack of them there. A salt truck drives by, dropping pebbles of lost hope. Go away, winter.
Here's one my brother wrote a few years ago.
Mm.
60 Minutes Star, Funny Life Observations, and Crazy Eyebrows.
Very good.
How about this one? When Bill Gates died.
Yeah.
An apple a day didn't keep doctors away. Gates to pearly gates.
Ooh. Queen of Portland Street. Matt Mays is a great artist. Dartmouth represent.
I like that.
Yeah, that is kind of neat.
You read the Dartmouth ones. I'll read the obituaries, and we'll have to see which is which.
Shopping at Gateway. Madly grabbing meat on sale. My freezer is full. Nancy Lynn wrote that one. So, at Dartmouth Haiku for more.
So, as for what we're going to do in the future, we do want to do this podcast on a daily basis.
Yes,
we will get
yes.
back to that. But with Lisa doing the CBC thing in the afternoon and early evening, and me doing the morning thing at 89.9 The Wave, we didn't see each other. We basically just waved at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what would be great? And maybe the people at Maritime Broadcasting Systems are listening to this.
Mm.
What if we did a show from the Beaver Bank Bunker?
Oh, there we go.
We could do the morning show from here. That way, because that's one of the poopy things about doing a morning show is getting up well before the sun comes up and getting out there in your car, scraping it off at like 3:30 in the morning and, you know, getting onto the highway and avoiding all the deer and stuff like that. Especially when you have to leave. I don't know how you did it for all those years, but I leave you in your nice warm bed and I have to go out into the cold, that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, it does
suck. So if we could just roll down in here into the Beaver Bank bunker and do it from here, we could do the show from here. I'm liking this.
We could take over the world.
Would you do that? Would you do a morning show from this house?
The money was right.
Oh, hey, MBS, you listening? But don't let this be a deal breaker for me, though.
No.
Don't go, okay, screw you, Patterson. You're asking for too much. You're out of here. Anyway, whatever happens, happens. But thank you so much. And hopefully this answers all the questions that you have been throwing our way about where the podcast has gone to.
Thank you for your patience.
And what are you guys doing? And we'll throw one out. The best thing to do is to subscribe to it through iTunes.
Yes.
That way, whenever we post one up there, it actually will appear on your smartphone or wherever you're getting it. Another way is to like our Facebook page. Then whenever we put one up there, it should be on your Facebook page as well.
Yep.
In your news feed. So either of those ways, do it. Be patient with us. We will stick around and be with you as long as we can because we love to talk. And
we
love to hear
this.
Ourselves talking. So we'll be back
shortly.
Whenever.
Until then.